We usually have a theme every year, and this year the theme for the exhibit is highlighting animals present at the manger. You know that in Scripture, in Isaiah, first chapter, verse 3, it is said that you Israelites, you do not recognize your master, but the ox and the ass actually recognize, they know who their master is. Going from there, you have through during the whole tradition, the Christian tradition, animals right next to the manger of Jesus.
And why are the animals so important? What is that universal message?
They are so important because the Nativity actually highlights all the strata of creation, meaning heaven and earth, meaning people, but also, if you want, the whole of nature. And animals are part of nature, and at the same time, they represent, you know, different parts of nature, meaning of geography. So we do have animals of exotic countries. We have animals of the cold regions of the world, and we have everything in between, meaning a lot of typically symbolic animals.
And the press release was wonderful. It talks about nativities from Australia having kangaroos and kookaburra, or from Africa with warthogs and zebras, wolves and polar bears in the Native American tradition, and South America, monkeys and jaguars. What did the kids say?
They loved that very much, specifically because between kids in general and animals, there's always a very strong bond. And then we do have a particular little game that goes with the exhibit, which find and seek, or seek and find. And so they would go, you know, through all of these nativity sets, picking out the different animals that they have to find in order to make sure that they actually qualify for a prize. And they do that with a lot of enthusiasm, not only the kids, but also their parents.
Do these people find that the displays change the way they think about their own tradition?
They, first of all, think back at their own tradition. They quite frequently, you know, rediscover their own tradition, which is a wonderful experience, going back to some of, if you want, the magic of early times in their lives. And at the same time, they always get in through those exhibits very good remembrance of what the Christian message is all about.
In addition, you've got two other displays at the library, The Little Saints and Christmas, A Celebration of Beauty. Can you give me a quick thumbnail description of those?
Yes. One of the most important things that we connect with these exhibits is to show the people the beauty of art. And that is being highlighted in some of the very wonderful you know, ways of exhibiting and representing Christmas, one of them being, for instance, the so-called Yadro collection, or the BAME collection, or the Fontanini collection. The Little Saints, we are not talking about saints specifically, but we are talking about santons. And santons are typical nativity characters of the Provence in France. So that kind of tradition of having additional characters to the principal characters in the nativity actually spread from Provence to Brittany, to Alsace, Alsace-Lorraine, to Switzerland, to Canada, to different countries around the world. So in and through The Little Saints, we are actually highlighting a wonderful smorgasbord of different characters in the Nativity as they relate to particular cultures.
You can find out how to get more information about these events at the Marion Library at the University of Dayton on our website at wnku.org under local news. Father Johann Roten, thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too. Thank you.